Good morning. Leftover moisture across interior New York and New England is being wrung out in the form of some persistent snow showers, primarily across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, but also parts of the Green Mountains. Little accumulation is expected this morning, although some of the higher terrain could get another coating before we reach the middle of the morning. And it looks like the rest of the region will remain cloudy for a few more hours as well. Temperatures, meanwhile, have dropped back into the 20s and lower 30s, and that's how we will begin the day. Clouds will eventually break up, leading to more in the way of sunshine this morning, and especially this afternoon. It'll still be quite brisk and a bit chilly for this time of year. With a northwest breeze at times gusting over 20 miles per hour, high temperatures will reach into the upper 30s. The wind will die out tonight, and under mostly clear skies, readings will drop back into the teens. This will set us up for a sunny, dry start to the day on Wednesday with high pressure in control. It will stay dry through the day, although a weak disturbance will slide through southern parts of Canada near the international border late Wednesday and Wednesday night, increasing the cloud cover and perhaps producing a few rain or snow showers. Prior to this, high temperatures on Wednesday will reach into the middle and upper 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing storm out of the middle of the country as it heads toward the Great Lakes. An increasing southerly wind will kick in locally, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it will turn milder on Thursday with highs averaging to around 50. Milder air will pull in moisture on Thursday night with thickening clouds. Rain showers are likely, which will last into Friday morning. Temperatures will stay in the 40s on Thursday night. And with a southerly wind and rain showers on Friday, highs will be in the upper 50s to around 60. As that storm system pushes through late in the day on Friday, we could expect some breaks of sunshine before evening. We'll continue to dry it out for the weekend with partly sunny skies, just a passing shower on Saturday, with a northwest wind flow, we'll be back into the lower 40s for highs, and with high pressure in control, we'll go back to more sunshine on Sunday with highs in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system moving out of the Pacific and into the southwestern United States will bring the threat of rain and heavy mountain snow to parts of the southwest and into the Colorado Rockies the next few days. A separate storm will bring another round of rain and mountain snow to parts of the Pacific Northwest, with heavy snow possible in the Cascades. With time, these two systems will merge and lead to increasing snow across Colorado. The heaviest snow is expected across the Colorado Rockies, where as much as 1 to 2 feet is possible. When the storm heads east, showers and storms will increase across the southern plains later today, with atmospheric conditions favorable for both heavy to excessive rainfall and severe weather. Eventually, heavy snow will spread across parts of the central and northern plains. Strong and gusty winds will accompany this system, leading to severe blizzard conditions across the same areas. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Idai is located in the Mozambique Channel between Madagascar and Mozambique. The cyclone is moving slowly to the southwest with 115 mile per hour winds. Idai has begun to intensify rapidly, and that will continue over the next 24 to 36 hours, with peak intensity forecast at 130 miles per hour tomorrow. There is still uncertainty with the track forecast for Idai, but a landfalling major cyclone somewhere along the Mozambique coast is possible toward the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 0 degrees with a west wind at 81, gusting to 91 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 22, 64% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 39, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 52.9 inches for the season, which is 1 inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 69, set in 2012, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:58 p.m., 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, and the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 40s. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday, lower 50s. Rain likely Thursday night and Friday. Some late day sun Friday, but not before it reaches near 60. Partly sunny and breezy on Saturday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, upper 30s on Sunday, and a chance of snow showers in the 30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.